I have a confession to make. I recently made an audio called Self-Talk and Unconditional Love, in which I was having an exchange with a friend about the way he was speaking to himself in an unkind way. Within a week of me having that conversation with him, it became so clear one of the areas for me to expand the kindness of my self-talk. In my everyday life, I have learned to become an unconditionally loving parent to myself and my inner child. Yet, I recently started the practice of parkour, which is also called free running, and it's literally what stunt people train in for the movies and commercials. It's incredible when you see somebody doing this practice that is highly skilled. So I've never done this before, and I jokingly call it my ego crusher workout because I've been athletic all of my life, and most of the things that I've done in sports and athletics, I've been naturally good at first. Yet in this practice, I seem to be unable to recognize that I'm a beginner and letting myself be a beginner, which is why it's so compelling to do the practice. Other than it's just wild fun, but it's also high risk and it's crushing my ego because I'm not good at it and it's hard. So I found myself at the gym yesterday, and it was an open gym, and I was chatting with a couple of the instructors, and I was being so mean to myself. I kept repeatedly calling myself a chicken and saying and just being hard on myself about how I'm not good at this. Yet there are things that I'm bringing the skills from my previous training and years being an athlete into this practice, yet I was unable to recognize it and I was being mean to myself. So at a certain point after I got home last night, I recognized, how would I feel if somebody else was calling me a chicken, or if somebody at the gym was speaking to me in that way, or could I imagine speaking to someone else in that way? And just like the other audio I made, absolutely not. It was totally unacceptable. So the first thing I do is apologize to myself and make a commitment to do better and to be supportive and kind and notice what is going well and to cheer myself on so that I feel encouraged rather than discouraged. Because of course, if my ego gets too crushed about it, or if I feel really discouraged about it, then I will stop doing it. So the point of this message is there's always an area for us to be kinder to ourselves. And also, even after all of these years that I've been doing this work of healing my inner child and being unconditionally loving and supportive to myself, I saw last night an area in which I failed. I totally failed myself. And I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I didn't beat myself up about it because that's not okay either. I just recognized it, apologized, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to do better. So, and also look into why I feel compelled to put myself down in front of these guys who are highly skilled and have been doing this for a long time. Like, what if I just let myself be a beginner? What if I just was encouraging and supportive to myself and didn't need that to be the topic of conversation? So, more work to be done. I will keep you posted. I'm Christelle Arcucci. Thanks for listening to this audio. For more support like this, you can visit sacredbodyrichlife.com.